here. These come from conversations that we've had at the administrative council level to talk about the program task force so that we can make our programs even better, find out why it is that our listeners listen to us. And so we sort of came up with a set of goals and things that we should talk about and things that we would like to see come out of this project, which is to gather qualitative information about our audience. We know, going over the overview of the audience data, you'll notice that there were some things left out. How much money do they make? How old are they? Those sorts of statistical things we can get that we don't always have the clearest access to. But we don't know things like what kind of cars do they drive? Do they take mass transit to work or do they drive to work? We don't know as much things as how many credit cards they have. How many children do they have? Are the children in college? We don't have a good grip on their education level. We don't know how many of them have master's or advanced degrees or have never completed high school. We don't know how many CDs that they buy. We play music. Does our audience have a higher propensity to buy CDs and music, videotapes? We don't know much about who they are. We also haven't asked what they think about our current programming. You know, we get a lot of feedback by emails. We get a lot of feedback by other methods, but nothing ever. But we really haven't sat down and said and asked them in a systemic way and said, you know, what do you guys think? We're putting this out there, and why do you like it? Why do you listen to it? What else do they want? The hardest thing you can ever ask a listener is what else should we do? And right now we're putting out 90 minutes of national programming, and one of the things that excited me about coming to Pacifica was the opportunity to create more programming. Well, what should that programming be? You know, what is it that they want? And we need to find out why when they turn away, why public radio listeners don't listen to our stations. The cum for KQED is 550,000. For people for whom their favorite radio station is KQED and their second favorite is KPFA, why aren't more of that 550,000 also listening to KPFA? And that goes across all the other markets. Why don't folks who have a propensity to listen to the types of programming that we put out come and listen to us as well and listen to us more? And we also need to know how they use other media. We'll find out a whole lot about how they feel about satellite radio. You know, we don't know how they use the internet. What do they look for on the internet? So there's a whole bunch of information that we need to gather about these folks. Through that, there's some possible activities that we could talk about, focus groups. And when you go to focus groups, you always want to find people who listen to your service, use your service, and find out what they like, what they don't like. But you also want to find people who don't listen. Expose them to it a little bit and ask them a little bit about it and find out why they don't listen as much. There's additional audience data that we don't purchase that could be useful in determining our strategies and our policies. We might decide that there's some specific survey research that we would want to do, phone surveys. And the reason that we want to do all this is because audience and revenue are intertwined. These are the folks that contribute to our radio stations. We are listener-supported radio, so we should be asking the listener and finding out as much about the listener as we can.